Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you happen to be listening. You are listening to the Better Living Daily Radio Show. I am your host, Karen Bennis, and today is Friday, June the 12th. Just looked up and I haven't changed my calendar yet in my office. Do you think maybe I've been a little busy? Well, I will tell you that I have been. The title, I forget what I called it today. The title of today's show is Transitioning to Summer, which I think a lot of us are doing right now. This is a big transition for us this year. We've got one graduate, another one graduating from high school. So I will have two college students in the fall and one high school. So it's amazing to me how quickly we got to this point. And, you know, so many parents will tell you that. And those of you with little ones, when the days are long, you think it'll never come and it will be here before you know it. And I really like my kids at this age. I think everybody has ages that they really like. And it's very interesting when that happens that okay. Anne's in the chat room and telling me things are not working. Hopefully I'm talking to somebody. Hopefully, but. You know, when they're very, very little, there's not as big of a transition, but there is a transition. You move to where you can take them to the pool or you can be outside more and things like that. And then they get to be school age and they start having activities and, you know, summer activities, you have baseball. For us, it was baseball, spring soccer, you know, and some of that stuff goes into the summer months. And there really is there's a transition period between that school time, which is very, you know, much more structured, to the summertime, which for us is a lot less structured. And some people I know keep up a structure, and I found that the more I do, at least have a basic structure. It's always a good thing. Otherwise, you get to August and you go, hey, what happened? Where did my summer go? So, you know, for me, during the school year, I get up and I get my kids out the door. And then I go get everything else done for me. And when it is summertime, I kind of do the other, it kind of flip-flops, and I get up. I'm a person who gets up early. My family thinks I'm crazy, but I naturally wake up somewhere between 6 and 7, no matter what time I go to bed, generally. As a matter of fact, I don't like to wake up much past 7 because I feel like I've kind of lost my day. So I get up nice and early, and I get my basics done. I get a little laundry. A load of laundry knocked out. I get some quiet time to myself. Sometimes I'll do the basics around the house, the swishing and swiping in the bathroom, running the Swiffer, because we are also getting into what I call dog chunk season, which is when the hair falls out of my lovely black lab border collie mix in big chunks. And we brush her pretty much daily at this point, just for her comfort, and so that we're not watching the little dust bunnies of dog hair shoot across the floor. And it really doesn't, it does not matter how many times I could vacuum 2-3 times a day and she'll still leave chunks. But, you know, it is what it is. It lasts for about a week or two and then she'll be in good shape for the rest of the summer. But it can be a kind of an annoying time to have the dog because there just seems to be dog hair everywhere. But she's a good dog and she's worth it. Most days anyway. But, you know, even she transitions into summer and went out walking this morning about 9 o'clock and it's going to be, low to mid-90s here. And as I'm walking and, you know, I don't mind a little bit of perspiration. I think it's good for your body to get rid of the toxins and all that. But when you're soaking wet at 9 in the morning, because I live in a river valley, so humidity is just something we live with. And I will never forget in college one time, somebody was going, oh, my gosh, this is the most horrible weather I've ever been in. And I remember thinking, really? And I said, what do you mean? And she's like, how can you stand this humidity? And I was like, humidity? It was 50% humidity, and that was up in central Ohio. We were up on a hill. There was always a breeze, whether it was 80 degrees or whether it was 8 degrees. There was always a breeze, and I just remember thinking, "This, you have no idea what humidity is," because I've spent many a day in my hometown here with 90s and 90% humidity. And I used to call that walking in soup when it's like that. It does. You walk out and you're like, you can barely breathe. And Ann, who is out in New Mexico, it's 100 degrees and windy. And that's a brutal wind. I've been in that wind. I was in Needles, California one time, and they were the hot spot of the nation at 114, and it was windy. We had to stop and get a drink for my dad. He had a headache and needed to take some medication. And I remember, I was, 15 years old, and I remember getting out of that car, and I remember that hot wind hitting me in the face. It was like walking into a blast furnace. And, and Ann's thing is better than Tornado Alley, which, you know, I sort of live in Tornado Alley. So. which is something else we deal with mostly in the spring. It's rare in the summer that we have them, but we have a lot more tornado issues in the springtime. And like I said, the good thing about a tornado is at least you can hide from it. You know, you head to a basement, but it's a little easier than dealing with a hurricane or an earthquake. So just, nice. And so sometimes the wind there is full of red dust from Texas. So isn't that nice, the Texas sheriff? But anyway, so, you know, it's amazing. You know, not only do the routines change, but the sleeping patterns change a little bit. We go to bed a little later, get up a little later. Actually, we don't always get up a little later. The sun comes up so early, my brain kicks in when the sun comes up. So sometimes I can't figure it out. But why as soon as the sun comes up, my eyes are open. But you know, my dad was like that, so perhaps it's genetic. Who knows? Now, and Ann says she'll take earthquakes over tornadoes, and she has lived in L.A., so there you go. Me, not so much. I don't like when the earth shakes under my feet. But anyway, we lighten up our clothing. In general, we lighten up our diet. There's a lot more fruits and vegetables. But, you know, sometimes kids really struggle with the transition. And especially kids who need a routine. And I've seen it happen. I'm seeing it happen in little ones. I'm seeing it happen in older ones. And I remember that with my kids when they were younger, that sometimes they struggle. Sometimes it would take us as much as 3 weeks to get into what I would call a summer routine. And we really haven't been there yet. I keep saying that the first day of summer is next Friday because we have so much going on. As I said, my middle son just graduated. He graduated last Thursday, which is Friday. And then Friday we had a family party for his graduation. We had relatives in town from Thursday afternoon until Sunday. We had parties to go to on Saturday. We had another party with my son and three of his friends on Sunday, all together. It was great fun, great fun. And then Monday we started with a band camp, a mini camp as they call it. So we ran right into that for 4 days. And in the midst of that, I didn't realize when I scheduled my son for orientation for college, we overlapped with the band camp. So that's been quite a week. And tomorrow we still have more. I think it's the last of the graduation parties. And I have a brunch for a new mom. She's actually a returning mom to the high school and invited several of us to brunch because she really doesn't know us very well. So still more to go, you know, just still more stuff going on. And then next week, my middle son is also getting his wisdom teeth out. So there's just a lot going on. And once he gets those wisdom teeth out and we can just kind of settle in a little bit, and we've got a couple of doctor's appointments this month. But other than that, the last couple of weeks of June kind of settled way, way down. And I guess by then we're almost we'll be into the last full week of June. So crazy, isn't it? But that's when we finally get to start having our summer. But quick, then again, by then we're going to be, you know, planning a vacation and where we're going and how long we're going to be going. And it is a busy summer, as Anne says, but should be a fun one too. But there's just a few not so fun things we've got to get through first. And we've kind of said then at the end of July we're actually kind of out of summer, because we'll have 2 weeks of band camp for the oldest one, or for the youngest one, excuse me, and then the oldest one will have to move from the apartment he's in now, which is close to his college camp, which is near his college campus, to a different apartment. So he'll have to do that, unfortunately, a week before his internship is over. We'll probably help him a little bit with that. And once we get him settled and we get the other one into band camp, then the other one will be ready to go off on his college adventure. And August is going to be crazy. So, and I'll be down to one child for the fall, which will be very strange for me, because that hasn't happened in, it's been over 18 years, almost 18 and a half years since I've only had one child. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing for my youngest, but he will have all of my attention. But, you know, back to the transitioning thing, it really is. It's a new mindset, and it's getting everything going. And you know, it's really easy in this day and age to let your kids sit in front of a screen all summer. And we've done it. You know, we've gotten to the end of summer and we haven't done anything because the kids have been on screens and I've been on screens. And so this summer, you know, there's going to be a little bit of difference going on. For one thing, they're older. And when they were younger, we actually did better at it because passes to a local amusement park. We had passes to the zoo, and that was, we would go to the zoo probably two times a month, about every other week, and we would go to the amusement park once a week, and we would ride different rides each time we were there. And I have a sister-in-law who has grandkids the same age as my kids, so we would hang out with them doing a lot of those things. And she has a pool, so we would go down there at least once a week. So we were always busy. And then once a week, my sister-in-law came out with her grandkids, and there's a, I don't know, everybody calls it something different. We call it a creamy lip. Some people call it a dairy bar. Some people call it, I don't even know what else they call them. But it's basically a little shop that's open only from generally the end of March, beginning of April, to the end of September around here. They serve ice cream. They serve other frozen treats. And generally, they have a grill. And there are, you know, there are several of them in this area. But they aren't, it's not like DQ that's open year-round. They are seasonal. And those are great treats to when they open up, and you can't wait to get that. That is a taste of summer right there. And we also have one, and I preface this by saying I am not a root beer fan, but we have one, a place locally called the Root Beer Stand, and it is hands down the best root beer I've ever had in my life. They make it on site, and they make it from well water, and it is extraordinarily delicious. And, you know, incredibly unhealthy food, but every once in a while for a splurge, why not, right? So, but I think that's the key to summer, especially with kids, and even you know, when you're older like we are, where we don't have the sports commitments we used to have, and we realize that that was something that is a transition, big transition for us, is that we have been sports parents for 17 years, since my oldest child was 4 years old. And he played spring soccer at age 4 and absolutely loved it. And we have been watching our children play sports since then. Now, our youngest is, that's really not his thing, and that's okay. But watching our son play volleyball, high school volleyball, the last game, we kind of knew an era was ending for us. And it's very strange to know that in the fall, well, in the fall we'll still have marching band with one of our children, but, you know, as of May, as of yesterday, we are no longer sports parents. So that's a very strange thing for us. It's very odd to think that we're done with that, because it has been such a big part of our lives and something we've enjoyed, but at the same time something we are ready to be finished with. It's very interesting, because when my oldest left, and he was a little more involved in the sports arena than my middle one, and literally for the first year he was gone, we sat home every night, relaxed. And I think he thought there was something wrong with us and that our life had kind of ended, and we explained to him that as much as we loved watching him and we loved running around, chasing him, watching games and things like that, it was a joy for us to own our own time as well. And we missed it, but not enough that it was made us sad. And that the fact that we were staying home for a while didn't mean that, it didn't mean our life was over in any way. We just decided to take a season and just rest, and we did, and it was great. It was fun, and to just be able to relax. And now we go to games because we want to, not because we have to. And we didn't have to go to his games either. We chose to, but it is a transition for us to transition out of being athletic parents and gives me a little more time to do some of the things I want to do, like write and create seminars and things like that for moms, and particularly young moms. I think it's an overwhelming job for a lot of people, and we unfortunately only get to see the best of the best and the worst of the worst when we look at media, because that's what the media does. They decide what's the best of the best and what's the worst of the worst, and they either set the bar so high or they set the bar so low that I think everything in between kind of gets muddled. And that's what I want to help people with. You know, I counsel moms with young children and not so young children, and they all seem to have this idea that they're not good enough and that they don't do enough and that they are not enough. And I am here to assure you that you are enough in every single way, no matter what age your kids are. If you're doing your best, that's all anybody can ask. If your best, quote, isn't good enough, the question is, who isn't it good enough for? And that's kind of the point of today, is that there's a little transition period. There's going to be some upheaval. There's going to be some jostling of your life and figuring out how the summer routine is going to go. And there may be meltdowns and there may be temper tantrums. And, you know, the kids might have problems too. But, you know, we do. We get things kind of in a rhythm while the kids are in school. And as much as I remember, as much as I was so happy to be done with homework, then it was the whole thing of, what am I going to do with these people all summer? And we have had several summers where it hasn't really gone really well. And I've already told mine, you know, you get this week and you get next week, and then we're going to kind of dive into some things and we'll talk about it. And I'm not going to make them, you know, do things for 2 and 3 hours, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with any set of parents, whether you work or whether you stay home. But let me rephrase that, because we all work. It's just some work outside the home and some work inside the home. And there's nothing wrong with everyone pitching in. Even little bits can pitch in. 2-year-olds can put a toy away. They know what to do. Now, if they can't walk yet, they're absolved. But it can be a great, fun game, even though it takes a little while to get a little one to put toys away. You know, we used to sing songs. We used to, you know, do things like that to make it more fun. And, you know, now my kids are of an age where I write a list, and that's what they want. They want to know what is expected of me today. And I'm very specific. Clean your room is not specific enough for my kids. You know, what we have to say is, I plan to run the vacuum. Your floor needs to be free of debris, of anything I could vacuum up in the vacuum. You know, and I have a house of boys. Girls may be a little different, but I have to be very specific with my kids on most things. But, you know, collect trash every Tuesday, my kids know. That is a job I do not do anymore. And there are times where my kids don't like that. But, like I tell them, I don't ask you to make dinner every night. It is the one job I expect my kids to do every single week. And I will remind them, but it's their job. Unless things are, we have had a few, and I shouldn't say I don't do it. I have been known to do it, especially when both kids were in band camp last year. I think I did it both weeks they were there, so that they didn't have to, because they were gone 12 hours a day and they were working out in the heat and they were tired. So I don't mind picking up some slack, but, you know, I don't require a whole lot of my kids. So we make do as we can, and they participate. And I think that's good for them. I think it's good for everybody. They need to know where it was kind of interesting being at the orientation for college. One of the questions that was asked of the of the student panel that we listened to was, what do you wish you knew now? Or what have you learned that you wish you knew when you were a freshman? And one of the kids said, I wish I knew how much I would miss some of the things that my mom did for me. You know, and the one kid, I just remember him saying, my mom had this chicken dish. She made it all the time. And he goes, and I hated it. And he goes, but, you know, after eating dorm, you know, after eating campus food for about 3 months, I couldn't wait for my mom to make that chicken dish for me. So, you know, I always thought that was kind of funny. But, you know, and that's another way for transitioning for summer. If you have kids that are old enough, we went on vacation 1 year, and I was doing laundry every day, and I was cooking 3 meals a day, and we were at a lovely condo rental right on the beach. But I looked at my husband one day, and I said, how come you all get to be on vacation and I don't? And he said, what do you mean? I said, I'm still doing everything I do at home. I'm just doing it in a different place. And so we decided, we gave our kids a budget, we gave them some money, and we said, you are responsible for cooking, for buying the groceries, cooking, and cleaning up after one full day of meals. I said, that's all I want. Just give me one day where I don't have to do any laundry and I don't have to cook. And so the kids went, and they had to budget their money, and they were required to have a fruit or a vegetable with each meal. French fries and corn were not allowed to be on the menu unless it was with another vegetable. So it was not easy for them to stay in budget and to do it all, but it was lovely for me to have one day where they made me breakfast and lunch and dinner. And you know, it's not a bad thing to have the kids do that when you're at home. I do try to do that, maybe not once a week, but maybe once every other week, to say, okay, you get to cook this night for dinner, and you get to clean up. So one cooks, the other cleans up. So, you know, it's another way to start transitioning them into adulthood as well. And I just got my 90-second notice, so I guess it's time for me to sign off. And hope that as everybody winds down their spring activities and move into summer, that you do have a smooth transition. And I'm not sure. I have to see what time my son is having a surgery next Thursday. I may not be able to have a show, maybe on Friday again, but I will let everybody know. Get the Facebook page, Better Living Daily Facebook page. Join us. We'd love to have you. And until next week, have a wonderful day. An even better week. And if you're where it's very hot like you are, like I am, stay cool. So thanks for joining in the chat room. Thanks to Mouse, and thanks to Anne. I appreciate you being there. And have a wonderful week, everybody. We'll see you soon.